He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Let's get nuts.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. What's up, Goo?
Yeah.
How you doing?
He's back, baby.
Back?
Yeah.
Tupac is back. Appreciate Evan holding it down last 2 days.
We had a ball.
I had one of those Dave Fleming.
He was on the roast this morning.
I still have a little.
I'm
fine though. I'm fine.
I don't need a mask, huh?
No.
All right.
No. What's going on? What are you feeling?
Despair, anger, disappointment, and I'll just, you know, Dibs is my mentor and brother. He texted me last night. Evan did two separate, basically prepping me for my victory lap in regard to Ramos.
Oh, did I miss something?
Yeah, remember I told you there needs to be some disciplinary action with Ramos got mad.
Did you say that Monday?
Yeah, no, I said it last week when he was Toronto, you know?
Okay.
And Steiny last night, he obviously did not know. Thank you for the victory lap, Evan, last night. And Dibs texted me, he needs to be benched. He's one of my favorite players, but it's getting embarrassing. And I asked Evan to cue up the Benny Hill music, Yakety Sack. That's what they're doing right now. This is, Stani, they're 500, man.
Yeah.
And they're better than that. And I'll just start at the top. I am starting to question Buster because Melvin's not doing what I want him to do. He's just status quo, steady Freddy. And now he's talking about plural. They've had meetings. And it just doesn't seem to be resonating. And his team, Stani, they're starting to embarrass themselves in the fans. You had 38,000 out there last night, and you lose to the lowly Pirates for the second night in a row. You've lost 5 in a row. You're 2-8 in your last 10. What are we doing? Welcome back.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. I think we overestimated this team earlier in the season. I did too. And I think this is more who they are. I mean, they were 41-29 at one point,
June 11th,
and now they're 13-25 since, and most of that's since Devers got here. Here's the way I look at it is they're not that much different. Okay, they've had 3 straight years where they're essentially 500, not even. So this year, they have essentially the same team, though they have Verlander and Adamas. So, and Devers. Then they get Devers. But let's just talk about those three. Adamas has been terrific, for about 6 weeks now?
On fire.
He's been great.
In fuego.
He's been great.
Shout out Patrick.
But early in the season, they haven't gotten anything out of Verlander.
Well, Devers, last night they did.
Well, that's great.
You got 2 hits.
Listen, okay. Verlander's what, 1-8?
He's
been extremely disappointed.
Oh, no.
So the way I look at it is this team's not that much different than last year, and the guys that you expected to elevate them, none of them have done it, whether it's Devers, Adamas, Verlander, and I'll even throw the Chapman in there with that injury. So I'm looking at last year's team. Do you know that? Remember Jorge Soler?
Yeah.
He was better last year than Devers has been since he's gotten here. And Soler was not very good last year. You know, and I'm looking at Conforto was a guy who hit 20 homers for the Giants last year. What I'm getting at is I think we're realizing that this has been a 500 team. It's been a 500 team for 3 years, and one guy or two guys isn't going to get it done. Devers to me, Adamas and Devers were just the start. I was listening to the morning show this morning, and they're right. How many holes do the Giants have? 4 or 5. So this is going to take a while. It's not a one-year thing. They still have positions they got to fill.
Yes, okay, Steiny, I'm with you, but the bottom line is there are no, I'm not saying you're saying this, but there are no scholarships. You almost have a $200 million payroll. So the other versions of the Giants, I can understand if this were to happen in what we watched the last 3 years. This is different. I need to know why Steiny, Evan, and Goo are not performing up to their standard. And I'm not going to change or run away from who I am at the core, the essence of, if nobody has any answers, I might have the wrong skipper. I'm just throwing that out there. So if you're going to tell me the Devers and the rest of the gang aren't up to par, okay, is the manager doing, could Bruce Bochy or somebody else out there get more out of these guys? I think right now that's a valid question. How the hell, if Steiny, the lineup has not come out or I haven't seen it for today's game. I hope to God, for a guy that I like and root for, that Ramos is not in the lineup. And don't tell me, oh, we can't lose. You're losing the games anyway. Melvin's sleepwalking. And then to sit there and tell us after the game, he tries hard. That's his job, Bob. That's his job. You don't get a raise just for coming to work. You got to work. And to not know the rules is almost Kyle-like with the Niners in the Super Bowl in OT. This is not Little League. Steiny, there needs to be a penalty, and this is a misdemeanor. Have them sit out for a game just to talk to them and say, hey, kid, son, we love you, but we have to do this for the SF on our hat, the San Francisco on the jersey. We can't keep selling our soul, running you out there for it to continue to get worse. Steiny, there's losing, and then there's getting embarrassed. And that's what Ramos is leading. Come on, Steiny, sit him. Sit him.
It's funny because last year a lot of people thought he was the future of the franchise.
No, and I still think he's a part of it.
So you want to sit him because he
just one game
because he got thrown out on a pop fly. I mean, an infield fly rule.
What about all the other blunders?
Well, listen, he's not a good left fielder. So if you're going to penalize him for being a bad left fielder, then you're going to have to sit him more than just one game. If you want to sit him because he didn't know the infield fly rule, fine.
What about accountability, partner?
I'm sorry. Yeah. The more I look at this team, I don't think they're very much better than a 500 team.
Steiny, you believe that?
Look at what?
I'm just thinking of the Steiny when the trade was consummate. When that and it's not just you. Right, and we had Jim Bouton on, former GM. The world was thinking the Giants had action.
Right.
And for whatever reason, there's a delay in the Wi-Fi. Something's not right. So are we just going to say, oh, next year's the year with the same skipper and the same principles? So 162, next year's going to be different? I'm just asking people to tell us why. Melvin, Steiny, I just want some accountability.
Well, that's not who Buster Posey is. I mean, I think Buster Posey told you what he thinks when he extended Melvin when they were struggling. That was Buster Posey's way of saying, I don't think it's Bob Melvin's, I don't think it's his fault. I just don't think the players have been producing. But, you know, I look at this team and they were really good early. And why were they good early? They rode a lot of their pitching. And now their pitching has slipped a little bit and they can't hit. I mean, I don't have an explanation of why they're hitting worse with Rafael Devers. Since he's gotten here,
13 I don't 25. Have that.
I look at the lineup and I'm watching it day in and day out, and it's just not a very good lineup. I'm sorry, it's just not. And you know, Adames gets hot, but he's not good enough to carry a team for weeks. I think Chapman's been kind of disappointing. Devers has been disappointing. And if you want to fire Melvin, go ahead and fire Melvin. But
it's more nuanced than that.
To me,
man.
If you fire Melvin, it's really, that tells me that Posey is reaching. Because You telling me your opinion of Bob Melvin changed in 5 weeks?
No, my opinion of Buster.
No, I'm talking about Buster.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Buster's opinion.
Well, let's talk about it, Stoddy, because, you're coming in here with your chest out, and I get it, in regard to who's not performing. Am I wrong, or
I don't think this is a playoff team.
But you didn't feel that way a month ago.
That's right. But I'm watching the whole – well, it was more than a month ago. Devers has been here 6 weeks now. They were 41 – they're 13-25 over their last 28. I thought they were – they got – you know what? They got off to a great start. That's it.
Okay, but
sometimes it happens.
But what about – and I can do it. It's our show. But I can go and talk about the White Sox series. Wisely getting picked off their base.
But don't talk about the Marlins series, because the Marlins are better than the Giants.
But when they came in to sweep them, they weren't.
Right, but ever since then, they're like 17-9.
So how did they turn it around? What did their skipper do? I'm just here. Look, I'm just judging Melvin on his lack of enthusiasm, and I get it. Everybody's not going to be, Mike Ditka. But the bottom line is his podium game. Oh, he's trying hard. Bob, we know that. We're just talking about some accountability. And maybe, Steiny, you and others out there may think it means nothing. I think this team has taken on his personality. They are sleepwalking. And then, here, I love Devers. And I told Evan this, Steiny, we're really having tryouts on the fly in a pennant race with him at first base. Like, we're really doing that? And he, for the most part, he's been good. But my goodness, is that what it's come to? Like, it's embarrassing. Well, you can lose.
We knew when they got him that they were going to try to
play
him at first base.
You can play fundamentally sound baseball and lose. But the Giants are becoming – what they're doing, it's starting to get embarrassing. Will you give me that?
I'm not going to give it to you. They're a 500 team. That's not embarrassing. That's who they've been for 3.5 years. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.